Rocco's Rant.
With each Collingwood loss, the pressure on coach Nathan Buckley mounts, and with it, the angst of supporters. Even Buckley's strongest backers, and I've been one of them, have started to lose faith. The pleas for the media to turn up the heat on him from frustrated fans becoming impossible to ignore. Let's be honest, the excuses have run out, and the numbers about Collingwood are becoming damning. The Magpie structure is dysfunctional, particularly up forward, and their list management looks pretty shoddy as well. That deep midfield is winning plenty of hard ball. The Pies have dominated clearances, nearly doubling St Kilda's tally yesterday, and they've won the contested ball count in every game this season. But what good is any of that if it's not converted to scores? Darcy Moore isn't big or strong enough to carry the key forward load, and his confidence is falling away by the week. Asking support from either Mason Cox or Jesse White was always a gamble, one that so far has failed. And without reliable bailout options in attack, the Pies' continually poor disposal is a recipe for disaster. Are there other options up forward? Well, two of them, Ben Reid and Jeremy Howe, are currently helping shore up a precarious defence. Collingwood let Travis Cloke, Nathan Brown and Jack Frost go. But where are the key position players to replace them? For the Pies, it just seems to be an endless supply of running players or medium-sized forwards. The talent is loaded in one part of the ground. With little cohesion between midfield and either the attack or defence, the Pies look at best pedestrian, at worst completely disjointed. And the bottom line is that that is a coaching issue, one which is going to take a lot more than a backs-to-the-wall win against Essendon on Anzac Day to resolve.